and high-grade plastics, and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
Yeah, buddy!
And welcome to the final segment of this week's Computer Corner Radio Show. It is Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle, and a remote and distant Brandon Disney. Chimed in from Tucson a couple times, but just kind of wrap up what we talked about in today's show if you're just joining us. Topics that we have posted this week at datadoctors.com, you simply click on the radio show section and you'll see all of this week's offerings. We've got a link to checking out online stores' reputations with the Better Business Bureau. You can view ratings from various websites from around the world as far as commerce websites. A tutorial for you new eBay beginners, eBay users. If you've never used eBay, teach you all about eBay and PayPal. Just basic tips on safer, smarter ways to shop online, as well as checking out the ethics on businesses and other tips on being a savvy online shopper, as well as links to comparison shopping sites like MySimon, Frugal. If you're looking for high-tech gadgets, CNET has one of the most comprehensive sites with a ton of stuff.
Yeah, lots of reviews and
technology and what have you. There's another site we don't have on the link here we ought to probably add. It's called ePinions. It's one that we've talked about for a long time. And that what that is people put their opinions of products. So you can go search for a product that you're considering buying. If you're, say, considering two DVD players or two MP3 players or two different television sets, you may want to go to that site and compare the two to see what other people's opinions are of the products. That's pretty clever, huh?
Yeah. Kinda, I wish I would have thought of that.
Kind of good. Yeah, and then come up with the website and done all that.
Right.
A while back, we told you about Woot.com, Woot.com. It's one item, one day. It's the only thing they sell that day.
24 hours.
Usually a pretty substantial savings. A very strange way to do business, but that's the way they're doing it. And then Janet made us aware of another site called deal.com. And if you go to daily.deal.com, they have an item. That's one item per day. And in fact, I'm going to go check to see. They had a 10-piece pan set that when we started the show was at $49. Now it's at $40.42. And in 7 minutes, it's going to drop 1/96th of the price again.
And it started at $120.
Well, you know, that's retail. And that's like any nincompoop that bought it at $120 is a nincompoop.
Sorry, nincompoops out there.
Yeah, they would be the
bonehead of the day.
Obviously, you want to look at the item. Go use these other sites that we talked about, Frugal, MySimon. Find out what the going price is for these, for instance, this Farberware 10-piece cookware set. Go find out what it's selling for on the various websites so you'll have the benchmark to know, aha, the price is now below what I could buy it for.
Right.
Regular-like. And then check it out. It's pretty kind of cool. Deal.com. The daily deal, one item at midnight, goes on sale, and the price reduces every 6 or 8 or 10 minutes.
I will definitely be putting that in the newsletter, too.
Be cool. Yeah, if you're not a subscriber to the newsletter, every week we send out two different dispatches. One is our general newsletter, and two is a follow-up to this radio show so that we will synopsize the various items that we discussed here. So if you missed the show, you can get the fix. Or if you heard the show and you say, well, what was that he said was the solution to that problem? That'll be in our follow-up notes. If you're not a subscriber and you want to see a sample of what we're talking about, go to our website, datadoctors.com. On the left-hand side, you'll see a link to the newsletter section. That's where you can subscribe, unsubscribe. If you are an existing subscriber and you want to change your email address, you can do it all right there. Then on the right-hand side of that page, you'll see an archive of the last 8 or 10 transmissions from us. So you can see exactly how we send it out, what it looks like, and see if you like it before you sign up. And when you do, we'll keep you up to speed on the latest threats to your computer, some tips and some tricks, a little shortcut of the week. We're thinking about maybe including a cool website of the week just because we're finding a lot of really cool stuff.
I mean, there's a lot of cool websites out there.
So if you are interested in getting that, it's very, very simple. We don't spam. We don't sell email addresses. We don't even put ads inside the newsletter other than letting you know about things that are going on in the world of Data Doctors. So it's a pretty good deal. We get a lot of people telling us that they get a lot. And we have subscribers from, I didn't tell you, I've got an old friend that's in France that reads the newsletter.
No kidding. Wow.
She sent a little, hey, this is kind of cool.
All right.
She gets a lot and looks forward to it every week. So check that out at datadoctors.com. I do believe we'll have the audio archive posted at some point. We don't have an internet connection because of the conversion that's being done here at the station.
Right. But later today, we should have it up.
We should, or maybe tomorrow. Or maybe Monday.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we'll take a little extra time this week.
Have a lazy Saturday.
If you have ongoing questions about your computer, one of the websites that we've been kind of maintaining, it's a kind of a joint venture between ourselves and a lot of the community college and tech schools from around the country that have students that are learning how to become computer savvy tech people. All of you folks that have questions and want to ask them and don't want to have to pay somebody, that is what computerproblems.com is for. And what we do is try to put your questions together with IT students that are learning how to research your question and come up with an answer for you. And of course, we have way more questions being asked than we have people to answer the questions. So please don't expect that just because you ask a question at that website that you're going to get an immediate response. What I would encourage you to do if you're having a problem or a question is go ahead and check out the search engine. There's about 4,200 questions and answers posted up there, as well as about 3 years worth of my newspaper columns. So just use simple one-word searches like modem or cable modem, or, you know, one, I guess cable modem's not one word, is it?
No.
Limit it to one or two or three words, just real, real simple. It's a real unsophisticated search engine in there. But what do you want for nothing? Computerproblems.com, it's our free help website, so that you can check that out when we're not on the air here on Saturdays, which we are every Saturday from 12:20 until 2 o'clock. We are following Paul Harvey and in front of Dr. Art Mullen, who's up next here. So if you...
Yep.
Now we got your computer all taken care of, the aches and pains. Now it's time for Dr. Art to take care of your physical aches and pains. So you're listening to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Ken Colburn and Chad Pyle reminding you, as we do every week, if it ain't broke...
Fix it till it is.
There you go. See y'all next week.